USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in rare form, even for President Trump, as he speaks at the 2019 Conservative Political Action Conference just outside D.C. on Saturday, telling the conservative gathering,
"Now, Robert Mueller never received a vote, and neither did the person that appointed him. And as you know, the Attorney General says, I'm going to recuse myself."
Referring there to Jeff Sessions and referring here to Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
"I saw a little shifty Schiff yesterday. He went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
"With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month."
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
"I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare."
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A man drives his car into a crowd of bicyclists in New Orleans last night, killing two of them. Now police have arrested 32-year-old Tashanti Tony. He's facing two charges of vehicular homicide and other counts related to the incident. Police believe it wasn't terrorism, but that Tony was impaired. The body of an 11-year-old Northern Alabama girl who went missing on Friday night has been found. They say an overnight search led to the discovery early yesterday morning, and the sheriff says,
"We are diligently pursuing different avenues, and Lord willing, we will have answers in the upcoming days."
The girl had been last seen at her aunt's house in the Mount Vernon area, but the sheriff had no other information. U.S.-backed forces in Syria predicting a decisive battle against ISIS today. A spokesman for the Syrian force says they're closing in on the last patch of ISIS territory on the Iraqi border. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An Arctic blast now bringing frigid temperatures to the United States as the cold weather is moving across the plains and Midwest. Temperatures plunging below zero from Minnesota to Kansas. Record cold temps could be felt in the Twin Cities, Madison, Chicago, and Omaha by tomorrow morning. Forecast highs would remain below zero in the northern plains. That cold air will then move to the south and the east, dropping low temperatures early in the week to 15 to 20 degrees below average. Nearly a year after an unarmed black man was gunned down in Sacramento, California, investigators conclude the police officers involved did nothing wrong. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The top prosecutor in Sacramento, Anne Marie Schubert, says it was a tragedy, but two police officers will not face charges in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man.
"Was a crime committed? There's no question that a human being died. But when we look at the facts and the law and we follow our ethical responsibilities, the answer to that question is no."
22-year-old Stephen Clark was running away from officers into his grandmother's backyard, carrying not a gun, but a cell phone. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the late Motown legend Marvin Gaye will be honored with a commemorative U.S. postage stamp, the Postal Service releasing it on April 2nd on what would have been his 80th birthday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.